It was January 6, 1943, at night, that a detective came to our home in the hacienda, in Hacienda Tumán, and took my father to jail. It was late at night, and I was in the city of Chiclayo. The next morning, my mother came to Chiclayo, and there was a lot of buzzing around, and everybody was so busy making lunch, making food, preparing food, and there was a lot of buzzing around, and I was asking everybody what's going on, but everybody was so busy, you know. And then I remember when we all gathered at a corner, and approximately 20 men were put into a truck, and we were saying goodbye to them, you know. And I said, "Where are they going?" And nobody could tell me. We didn't know where they were being taken. And my father was always going on business trips, so I was used to seeing him going off to business trips, but I always expected him back, and he always came back in 2-3 days, often with a little gift. But this time he wasn't going as though he was going on a business trip. His clothing was totally different, and all the men were going in this truck. So it was very, very different, so unusual for him to take off like that. And I asked, "Where are they going?" And the mothers were trying to restrain from crying, and I remember they got onto that truck, and before they went on their truck, you know, one of the things that the Japanese people do in time of victory, or in, you know, encouragement also, or in time of celebration as well, they have their hail, you know, they say banzai, and they said banzai, and they started singing, and they left, and then the mothers were, you know, sobbing, and it was just, and then I found out that we didn't know where he was going or if we would ever see him again. So then it really struck me. I remember that day very well.